Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXPN. I'm David Dye. Today we are very happy to welcome M. Ward back to the World Cafe. The indie folk guitarist, singer, and songwriter has recently released his sixth solo album, Hold Time, after producing the very successful duet album with Zooey Deschanel as She and Him. Speaking of duets, before we talk with Matt and then head to the stage of World Cafe Live, I wanted to play this version of Oh Lonesome Me that he does with Lucinda Williams on Hold Time.
Oh, lonesome me.
Must be some way I can lose these lonesome blues.
Oh Lonesome Me from M. Ward's new album with Lucinda Williams on vocals. We're going to the stage for a concert with M. Ward and his band. But before that, I sat down with him for a few minutes and we talked about Oh Lonesome Me. And I asked him if he was a fan of the Neil Young version or of the original Don Gibson version.
It's definitely both. I'm a fan of both. I grew up listening to that song as I did Ray Vaughan, and really all the songs I've ever covered on records are songs that have just been just sitting in the back of my mind for years and years, and they get they gather some unusual moss, and I try to bring that moss into the studio.
And you had a chance to get was it originally going to be a duet with Lucinda Williams, or did she just
I didn't start out with that idea in mind. After I started the production, I started hearing her voice in the mix, and I just thought, wouldn't it be incredible if she would be available to do a duet? And she said yes, and it's just a huge thrill because I've been a great fan of hers for a long time.
Does that make you change hats, put on your producer hat, and what do you say to her?
Well, it was such a well, for one thing, she told me that was one of her favorite songs of all time growing up, and normally with people I work with in the studio, I like to give them just a general direction. You know, this is where. She's just she's a professional, and she found so many incredible ways to turn phrases and reinterpret the song.
One of the things that you can hear on a lot of your songs is the way you kind of play with phrasing and with time signatures. It's most of what you do is not really straight up. You kind of seem to love to move things around a little bit. And you use delay on your voice, and is that all part of the same thing? Is it? Do you think about that?
I think it's good if the listener is a little bit disoriented. I think that a combination of familiar and unfamiliar in whatever production you're talking about is good. You know, if everything is unfamiliar, it's just weird and there's no connection. But if everything is familiar, then it's boring and. It makes you want to turn it off.
Is that an easy thing to communicate to a band? It's something it's easy to do for yourself.
My way of working normally is if I believe in a song, then we can make it work. If the song is good enough and durable enough. That's been my experience.
And you don't, if you're talking about one of yours, you don't necessarily know that until you try to make it work?
Some time has to go by. I still don't know if any of my songs are good. I think time will have to tell those things. But I know for a fact the songs I cover are very, very good.
Yes, that
no question in my mind.
That part is absolutely true. Well, let's head to the stage at World Cafe Live, and we'll start with one going back a little bit.
Sounds good.
I sailed a wild sea, climbed up a tall mountain. I met an old man He sat beneath a sapling tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pay just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? How can a man like me remain in the light? Oh, and if life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long? And then the sun went down and he sang for me this song. He said, I once was a young man like you, afraid to do the things that I knew I had to do. So I played an escapade just like you. Yeah, I played an escapade just like you. I sailed the winds, climbed up a tall mountain. I met an old man. He sat beneath a sapling tree. He said, now if you got some questions, go and lay them at my feet. But my time here is brief, so you'll have to pick just three. And I said, what do you do with the pieces of a broken heart? On how can a man like me remain in that life? For when life is really as short as they say, then why is the night so long? And the sun went down and played for me this year's song.
Thanks a lot. You're getting all the words wrong.
Well, you're just following along too closely in your book. I learned how to keep my head from something Paul said about keeping the food in the spirit from the chorus down to the hood. Oh, and sometimes I wonder what in God's name did I do to deserve you, oh, to deserve you. Cause I just roll and I tumble down a long road I stumble while shooting in the dark as to what's best. And finally I found you without ever learning how to walk on the right foot in front of the left. Oh, and beyond that is anybody's game.
Like you. No, I ain't never had no. nobody like you. No, 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 I ain't never had nobody like you.
Thank you. you. Support your local radio station before it's too late. See you next time.
100 Million Years, finishing up a set from M. Ward and his band, live on stage at World Cafe Live. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia and XBN.org. If you'd like to hear more World Cafe sessions, get daily World Cafe alerts, or check out our highlight of the week, you can visit worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.